for Medicaid coverage people have before age 65 to Medicare after.
Is that always included?
Not totally clear. I mean, Medicare does require a fair bit of cost sharing, but I would say in general it's fairly generous. But that's a smaller difference in insurance quality than for people who don't have insurance to having insurance, right? All right, so this graph, and see if you can make yourself pay attention to the blue line first. So this is cancer detection, number of cases per 100,000 people at different ages. So this is from our SEER data across these 7 years in 12 different US states. So what you see is this is increasing very, very smoothly, and then you get this sort of bump in the rate of detection, and then it continues to go up smoothly. Right, and this is right at age 65. We make it a little bit more obvious with the red line, which is looking at the change in the number of cases from age to age, right? So, you know, you sort of have smooth changes from year to year in terms of age and detection, and then there's a big, big increase at age 65, a bit of a decrease after, and then, you know, it's a little bit noisier up here. It's not clear that, certainly screening declines as people get into their 70s. But so we're using this you know, big change in detection of cancers right at age 65, which using our regression models, we're gonna see if we can attribute to the effect of Medicare. So we look at our first column here. This is an OLS regression, as I described to you before, not yet including the covariates like age and education, or sorry, includes the age trends, but doesn't include things like race and education and marital status. The trend, so cancer detection is going up by about 87 cases per 100,000 for each year of age at the ages below 65. And then there's a bit of a jump. So at Medicare, at age 65, we detect an additional 102 cases per 100,000. And then the trend goes back down above age 65. And so this increase of about 100 cases is a 6 percentage point increase, or 6% increase relative to the detection rate at age 64. When we add in our covariates, results stay pretty much the same, increase just a little bit. And we also run a Poisson model just because we're dealing with rates and counts, so just to sort of check on the functional form. And you see the trends are a bit bigger, but our effective interest is about the same magnitude. And as you can see here, right, this is 77 observations, which is basically those 7 years of data and 11 years of age. Yeah. So what we can say from this is, you know, that turning, going from 64 to 65 is responsible for about a 6% increase in cancer detection across all types of cancer. We break out our screening cancers, our breast, colorectal, prostate, and cervical in the blue. So you can see that there's a, you know, an increase at age 65, there's also an increase, though maybe not quite as big, for all other kinds of cancers. And this is, again, the more in-your-face version where we're looking at year-to-year changes. So you see for both screening and non-screening cancers a big increase in detection at age 65. Okay, and so this is our screening cancers, the same setup as before. This is our model without controls. These are the trend below age 65. We detect about 66 new cancers per 100,000 people per year, right at age 65, which is about a 9% increase. And that's fairly robust by, you know, adding our control variables and with the Poisson specification. Yes. It is this one. Yeah, I mean, it's so this just means that from age 69 to age 70, the number of cases detected dropped, and then it went back up again. If you go here, right, I mean, you just see this tiny, in terms of the detection rate, it's fairly small, right? So it's not as pronounced as this. I'm not aware. I mean, it could have, if guidelines were followed more closely and people really stopped screening at age 70 in a major way, that could be responsible, but my sense is that does, it sort of tails off, but it doesn't drop. Screening rates don't drop sharply at 70. And, you know, it also, it could be, I mean, this is, you know, it gets a little bit more noisy, so it's, but yeah, it looks like sort of a small dip. So this is our, these are our screening cancers. These are our non-screening cancers. So here we detect about 36 new cases per 100,000 at age 65, which is about a 4% increase. So interestingly, we see significant increases in detection for both screening and non-screening cancers, but it is bigger for the screening cancers than the others. Okay, for things like breast, colorectal, and prostate cancer, some of our previous work has shown big sort of important effects of screening, detecting cancer at a treatable stage. So it's not just that if you detect a lot of cancer when insurance rates are higher, but it's already so advanced that there's not much you can do for people, so what, right? So we're interested in knowing whether when cancers are detected, they're at stages where they're likely to be treatable. So these first couple of bullet points just show where the majority of cases are detected for these different types of cancers. So maybe I'll describe the stages briefly, right? So we have in situ, localized, regional, and distant. And in situ means it's really in the original tissue. So if it's breast cancer, it's still very much in the breast. Local, it's starting to spread a little bit to lymph nodes. Regional, it's spreading farther and distant. It's really spread throughout the body. You are awake. Okay. So at age 65, 80% of the newly detected breast cancers are in the local or regional stages. So they're that sort of middle range. They're not very, very far advanced, but they're also not very, very early. For colorectal cases, the newly detected colorectal cases at age 65, 65% are regional or distant, right? Prognosis is not so good when colorectal cancer is distant, probably not even so good when it's regional. So this is a little bit worrisome. Prostate cancer, the new cases detected at age 65, 81% are at the local stage, so fairly early. And then what we tried to do is, you know, there are concerns with cancer screening and detection that we both detect too many cancers very early. So in prostate cancer, this idea of sort of overdiagnosis, that we diagnose men with prostate cancer even though they're going to die of cardiovascular disease or something before the cancer ever really develops and becomes problematic. So there's worry about detecting too much prostate cancer quite early. And there's debate in the literature also for breast cancer, these in situ or very, very early stage breast cancers, about whether it's so important to be detecting them. So what we did is we tried to take just the local and regional cases for breast cancer. We took in situ, local, and regional for colorectal cancer and just regional for prostate and said what percent of all new detected cases at age 65 are in what we're going to call these treatable stages, right, where we think it's not too late, but it's not so early that we're likely to be capturing overdiagnosis. So what we find is about 45% of the new breast, colorectal, and prostate cancers detected at age 65 are in these treatable stages, where we can expect that diagnosing that cancer, treating that cancer will lead to significant health benefits. Okay, and again, it's a bit conservative. Some people would argue that in situ breast cancer cases should also be counted. And people have differing opinions, and the literature, the clinical literature has differing opinions, but we're sort of giving a conservative estimate. So it could be, you know, bigger than 45%. Okay, so initially what we conclude is that Medicare coverage increases cancer detection by a substantial amount, that the effects are somewhat bigger for cancers that have these recommended screening tests, so our breast, colorectal, and prostate cancer. Perhaps not surprisingly, we found these significant increases in breast, colorectal, and prostate detection, but even though there is a screening test for cervical cancer, we weren't detecting changes in cervical cancer detection, probably because this is somewhat more relevant at younger ages than at age 65. But Medicare coverage doesn't only affect these screening cancers. We also saw increases in detection for non-screening cancers. And an important share of these newly detected cases are at a stage where they should be treatable, and we should see health improvements. So the last thing I'll focus on is what we tried to do to say, are the effects larger for people who were uninsured before they turned 65 and are eligible for Medicare? We expect that's where the biggest effects should be, right? If you have no insurance before and then you have generous Medicare coverage after age 65, you really have a large change in your insurance status. It is also possible, though, that people who do have insurance through their employer or through another public program or that they bought themselves before age 65, that there's some change in the quality of insurance. And as I mentioned before, I think you could generally conclude that Medicare is going to be more generous, but that's not always going to be the case. But one important aspect, Medicare in particular has mandated coverage for screening tests, so this particular mechanism of screening is going to be well insured under Medicare. Our efforts are stymied a bit by the fact that SEER doesn't tell us whether the person who just had their cancer detected has insurance or not. So we don't have individual level insurance status. What we do observe is that across states, across the 12 states in our SEER sample, there's quite a bit of, not quite a bit, there's some variation in the percent of people at age 64 who don't have insurance. So Michigan, right, is a very highly unionized state. You have relatively large number of people who have insurance right before they become eligible for Medicare. And in Louisiana is the other end of the spectrum, where 77% of 64-year-olds have insurance. So we're going to try, in a sort of back-of-the-envelope way, to use this variation in insurance coverage just before age 65 and correlate our estimates of increases in insurance coverage, which are going to be bigger in states like Louisiana than they are in Michigan, and correlate those RD estimates of the change in insurance coverage with our state-specific RD estimates of how much cancer detection changes. And in our regression models, we'll control for state fixed effects, so anything that's always different, Michigan gets more snow than Louisiana, and time trends as well. So what this does is basically looks, the blue dots are our screening cancers, the red dots are our non-screening cancers. This is the change in insurance status at age 65, and this is the change in cancer detection at age 65. And so if we plot for each state our coefficients on how much does insurance change at age 65 and how much does detection of our blue dot screening cancer change at 65, and then fit a line, right? And this is fairly simplistic, but it's the best we can do at the moment. You see a positive relationship between large increases in insurance at age 65 and detection of cancers, those screening cancers. On the other hand, when we fit a line for our non-screening cancers, you see basically no relationship between how much insurance changes at age 65 and how much these non-screening cancers get detected. So it looks like, states that experience larger changes in insurance coverage are likely to see bigger increases in detection of screening cancers, but that's not the case for our non-screening cancers. And so then we can basically say, okay, how much of the state level variation in detection of our screening cancers at age 65, how much of that is explained by the state level variation in changes in insurance coverage. And so again, depending on which